Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Phil, are the rules different for Newsom and his challengers when it comes to how they fundraise?
Yeah, and it's really to the governor's advantage. This isn't a regular election where it's A against B running for one office. This is a recall election. So what we have is Gavin Newsom, his name isn't even on the ballot. But if voters choose to recall him, then the other people are running for governor at the same election. So yes, it's a weird hybrid that basically says since he's not running, this was foisted upon him, he doesn't have any campaign limits. People can contribute to his campaigns as much as they want. The others are limited to maximum donations of $32,400. The result of this is that Newsom's got about $16.5 million, at least one of the results is. That's more than twice the amount that all of the other candidates have put together. The closest one to him is businessman John Cox out of San Diego, who's got about $7.5 million spent so far, but that's of his own money. He's the guy with the bear out there shaking things up. That's his own money. So the rules kind of favor Newsom, but it's not just the rules that are swinging in his favor, because the big money is pouring in because he's the incumbent governor and his latest poll numbers look pretty good post-COVID.
Okay, let's talk about who some of those big donors are. Who's backing Gavin this time around? Is it a different group of people that did in previous elections? Does he have different supporters?
He has more. He's good. Actually, it's a combination. I'd say no. What we're seeing is your typical Democratic turnout. The California Real Estate Association's put in $1.5 million. The California Democratic Party's put in $1 million. We've got governors from around the country, about 500,000. And then we're seeing the Teachers Union, the SEIU, and these other unions sort of come swinging in. The biggest donor for Gavin Newsom is Reed Hastings at about $3 million. He's been a longtime supporter. That's the Netflix guy. He's also big in education, charter schools. He's behind him, has been for a long time. So, Patty, what we have here is a governor who's, at least in the polls, looks like he's at about 57%. So he, it looks like at this point he would win. So what you do is you just shake the old tambourine and everybody throws money into it. It's kind of like that scene at a mafia wedding where everybody comes up with a white envelope and stiffs it in the bride's hat because they're going to make everybody happy. This one, Newsom has got it on the money front, but that doesn't mean he's got it, because everybody knows who he is. Everybody knows how they feel about California. So his ads and everything like that are going to be to paint this as a Republican coup, try to make it not about his performance, but about a national sort of effort. Whether that flies or not remains to be seen, because if this summer it's hot and we're already talking about brownouts and a tough fire season, that's going to be the real test for Governor Newsom. And I'm not sure how much money he's got. That's going to be the issue, is his performance, not in fundraising, but in doing his job.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.